You're listening to Messenger Insight, a news and information program brought to you by the Baptist Messenger and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma.
Hello and welcome to this special edition of Baptist Messenger Insight. I'm Brian Hobbs, your host, and today we'll be talking about the great things God is doing at Oklahoma Baptist University. And to help us in that conversation, we have with us Dr. Heath Thomas, who serves as Dean of the Hobbs College for Theology and Ministry at OBU, among his other leadership roles. Dr. Thomas, welcome to the podcast.
Well, thank you very much. It's great to be here with you. Thank you.
Well, now, you're no stranger to OBU. You're an alum. And tell us when you stepped into your role that you're now serving.
Yes, so I graduated from Oklahoma Baptist University with a BA in English Lit back in the 90s. And while I was doing that, I was serving at Council Road Baptist Church in the college ministry there. So I'm very familiar with Oklahoma. My father was a pastor in Oklahoma for a number of years. So Oklahoma, coming back in December of 2015, after being away for almost 20 years, it really did feel like a homecoming. In so many ways. All of the wonderful things about Oklahoma Baptist University were still there, which is a great thing. And then I was amazed to see what God had done on Bison Hill in the time that I'd been away. We've seen unbelievable growth in the past 10 years. We've seen unbelievable movement in terms of students getting placed, getting trained for the practical realities of life, and then finding their place in diverse vocations, going back into local churches all around the state and all around the globe, and serving the Lord in various capacities, whether that's in the church or on the mission field, or as a CPA or a teacher or a business person working in their community. OBU is making an impact globally. I mean, this is one of the reasons why I came back.
Well, we're so glad you did and that the Lord brought us here. You know, stepping back to think about Christian education, you know, as churches think about education, distinctively Christian education, why is that mission so important? Why is OBU so distinct?
Well, that's a great question. Obviously, OBU was chartered from its foundation over 100 years ago to provide a distinctively Christian four-year liberal arts education for folks sending their kids from their churches to get trained up and then to go into the world and make a difference. And we've been doing that for about 100 years, just over 100 years. And I think the vision of a Christian liberal arts education is very important for our day. Here's just a number that kind of haunts me. And I have two teenagers, so I think about these numbers in a very personal way. Right now, depending on what statistics you look at, about half of our kids who grow up in college student ministries at our churches, about half of them, when they go to college, they abandon their faith.
Wow.
So that's a scary number. Yes. For those of us with teenage kids, we think, well, if the numbers hold true, I've got four kids. If the statistics hold true, half of my kids, two of my children, will abandon the faith. Now, I pray under God that that's not the truth. And that's not reality. But something happens at universities, and I liken it to what you see in the life of Daniel, Hananiah, Azariah, Mishael, which we know as Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If you think about their experience, those four boys were taken away from their homeland. And in Daniel chapter 1, we see that they were trained in all of the philosophy and wisdom of the Babylonians. They were taken away from their homeland and taken away from their home. They served in the court, which tells us that these young Hebrew boys might have been made eunuchs. So their sexuality was adjusted, quite possibly. They were taught all of the wisdom of the world. They were trained to go into the workforce of the world, which was Babylon. And they were set through a regimen of about 3 years, is what the text says, where they were inculcated in wisdom, in training, in a new lifestyle, new food, new way of living. And these guys, for whatever reason, they said, no, we're not going to do this. We are going to be faithful to the Lord. And when I think about the story of Daniel and his friends, I can't help but think about university experience. It's like those guys went to Nebuchadnezzar U. And somehow they came away untainted. Now, I pray that that's the story of all of our kids coming out of our student ministries and going into universities all across the nation. But the statistics tell a different story. The distinctive place of a university like OBU that provides Christian liberal arts education, distinctively Christian, is we train our students for life in the world, not in a general sense or in a kind of anemic Christian sense, but in a full-throated, we want our students to make a difference for Christ, leveraging the gospel in their entire lives, no matter their vocation, no matter their discipline. If they're business people, they go into the business world and they're ethical and they love their neighbor and they're just and they do their business according to Christian principles. And you know what? In today's world, we need that. Our teachers know how to love their kids and serve their kids, unbelievably excellent in their profession, but they have an ethic and a Christian worldview that gives a different accent and flavor to the way that they educate. Our nurses go into their nursing vocation, not just thinking about, okay, these are the things I need to do to tick the boxes, but our nursing colleges trains our students to think about, how do I be a Christian working in the nursing profession, treating these humans that I'm serving as creations of God? I mean, that's a different flavor of education. We want our students to think Christianly, to live Christianly, and OBU trains its students to do that. That's one of the reasons why I came back from North Carolina to Oklahoma Baptist University. It's the distinctively Christian liberal arts difference. We train our students to think differently, to live differently, and engage the world, the real world, with real skills to make a difference in their lives. And that's why I'm at OBU.
Outstanding. I love that biblical from Old Testament example you gave, and I love the essentially painting a portrait of OBU students and graduates. You actually anticipated a question I had there, and as we get down to further detail on that, I read where there's a new development thinking beyond the undergraduate, the bachelor and MDiv. Could you talk about
sure.
that news? Because I know there's some exciting things happening with OBU, and that's one I wanted to be
yeah.
sure to ask.
Yeah, so that's a great question. So one of the things that we do at OBU, so I've been there about 3 years, and one of the most exciting things about the Hobbs College for Theology and Ministry is the faculty that we have and the education that we provide. There are three cores that we drive into every class in Hobbs College for Theology and Ministry. We want our students to know Scripture, so we're biblical. We stand or fall on Scripture. The second pillar that we drive down deep into every class is that we're Orthodox. We're Orthodox in our theology. The faith has been passed on for 2,000 years. We don't want to mess it up. We want to hand it on to the next generation intact so they can go in the world and serve Christ. The third is the one that I'm really excited about. It's the practical side of ministry. This third pillar is so significant, I can't even begin to say it. It's all the things that I wish I would have learned in seminary, but I didn't. I learned in 6 churches in 3 states, serving in 2 countries. It's the practical side of ministry. So some of our classes actually help our students do time management. Some of our classes help our students understand the flow and the rhythm of ministry life. Some of our classes help our students understand exactly what it is to plant churches. So depending on the class, you might have, if this is a strange little dance with 3 lead foots, basically, one of our classes, the biblical foot, will be leading, but the other two will be right in behind. Some of our classes, the practical dimension, will be the lead foot, but then the other two dimensions will be following behind. So it just depends on the class. Now, why do I bring all that up? I bring it up because that really is incredible education. And what we found talking to our graduates who were leaving from Hobbs College, when I talked to them about how's your experience at seminary, they would say, you know, it's really good. We love our seminaries. But you know, we feel like we've had a lot of these courses. In fact, we had them at OBU. So we feel like we're spending time and money that we really don't need to spend in seminary because we've already had that training at OBU through that biblical, orthodox, and practical education. Well, what we did is we looked at the possibilities for partnerships with our seminaries so that our seminaries would give credit for what we do at OBU, really their first year experience in seminary, we do that at OBU. So I reached out to our seminaries, and our seminaries have been responsive. And what we've done is we've created a partnership with our seminaries called the BA to MDiv Partnership. Specifically through the Hobbs College at Oklahoma Baptist University, what this does is it provides our graduates an opportunity to save time and money as they go to complete their MDiv. And their Master of Divinity is still, in my experience, the best all-round master's degree you can get if you're going into ministry or mission. So it's a wonderful degree. The challenge is, of course, that it's, in many cases, up to 90 hours. Well, if a student completes their bachelor's degree with us at OBU in the Hobbs College, what happens is through our agreements and our course-by-course evaluation, the seminaries will grant up to 27 hours of our work towards the MDiv.
Wow.
And what that does is that saves 27 hours of time in their master's degrees, drop the overall hour load to somewhere between, depending on the degree, 68 hours or less to complete your MDiv when you come out of OBU. That's a huge savings. In fact, based on my calculations, the number could be between $6,000 and $7,000 in savings for our students.
Wow.
And for a time where debt burden is a very, very significant factor for our students, that's going to help our Hobbs College graduates when they leave OBU. So they can come into their BA at OBU. Our faculty begins to advise them towards their master's degree while they're at OBU. And if you think about it, within 5 to 6 years, our students have completed a bachelor's and an MDiv through our sister seminaries. It's fantastic.
That is outstanding. I love that. I'm so glad to know that that's come about, and the Lord's going to use that. So thinking about your time at OBU as President Whitlock wrapped up, and now us between and with an interim president, and just thinking about these years, what are some developments at OBU, some happenings that have encouraged your heart, whether they be with academics or athletics or campus life? What's encouraging your heart right now?
Well, that's a great question. I tell you, some of the things that encourage me is seeing the extraordinary placement rate of our students. So that tells us that, number one, employers recognize that our students are highly gifted, highly qualified students when they leave OBU, and they want to be hired. Let me give you an example of this. This happened yesterday. I had a pastor contact me and said, "Hey, I saw the news release on one of your graphic media design students." And this graphic media design, it was a publicity piece about his exhibit. And in the piece, it said that he wanted to use his skills eventually to serve in local church ministry somehow, some way. Well, this pastor from North Carolina called me and said, "Hey, what do I need to do to get this student's information? We want to hire him."
Oh, wow.
And that's because people understand the difference that OBU is making, the high-quality education, the creativity, the practical skills. We want to train whole life students, not just a particular vocation. We want students that can talk to you, that know how to treat you like a human being, that know how to think through problems and solve problems. And that's really what this student is doing. He's saying, yeah, there's an issue where our churches need help thinking through art and beauty and how to communicate their messages visually. And I can help with that because God's gifted me in that. I'm going to solve that problem, and I'm going to go serve the local church in that capacity. And that pastor recognized that. So that's the kind of thing that excites me. It excites me that our nurses just completed 100% NCLEX pass rate. I mean, that's unbelievable. It excites me when I hear about our business students, our education students, our science and math students, or our fine arts students going into various vocations because employers want them. That tells us that we're doing something right and God's blessing the work at OBU. Something about the formative education that we're providing is making a difference. Employers are recognizing it and they're wanting our students. So that's very exciting to me. I'll tell you something else that excites me. You know, a lot of people come to OBU not just because it's a Baptist institution or a Christian institution. Some people come to OBU just because it's got an unbelievable academic reputation. The Wall Street Journal just named Oklahoma Baptist University in this past year as number 2 in the nation in student engagement. And what that means is students are going to come to OBU and feel a part. They're going to be a part. They're going to be a name, not a number. They're going to be a face, not just a random ID. They're going to be a part of that campus community. And that's important, you know, because now students, when they come to OBU, they're going to be excited about getting involved in campus. And part of that is when students come and they're not believers. They come because of the reputation of OBU, the academic reputation, the national reputation of OBU. Now, what's significant about that is, do you know that students come to Christ in our classrooms?
Wow.
This past semester, I've had a student and a professor come to me and say, hey, I had the joy of leading someone to Christ in my dorm or in my class. One student came to one of our professors and said, what you were talking about in class, I just feel like I need truth. And our professor was able to say to this person, you know, I'm glad you've asked that question. Let me lead you to John chapter 14.
Wow.
What Jesus says about truth. And he was able to break down the gospel for this student, and that student came to Christ. One of our students led another student to Christ in the dorm and then got to share with the entire family at the baptism. I mean, that's the kind of thing that's going on at OBU. So it's a world-class education, and I know this because I trained overseas. I know what world-class education looks like. OBU provides world-class education, but it does so with a distinctive Christian difference, and that makes a huge, huge impact on our communities, and it will make an impact on our churches in the future.
That is awesome. Thank you for sharing that. I wanted to ask about you, about your background and your interests and your preaching and readings and life here in Oklahoma.
Sure.
For those that maybe have seen your name or know
sure.
your role at OBU, tell us more about Heath Thomas.
Well, I think first thing I would say is I'm a husband and I'm a father. So I'm married to my wife, Jill. We've been married leaning towards 20 years now. It's been fantastic. It's not always been easy, but it's been absolutely fantastic. God's taken us on an incredible journey. And then I'm a father. I've got four kids, two teenagers and two grade school kids. I have a big dog, Smokey. I've got rabbits and chickens. I mean, it's like a farm out at our place. And we live out there near OBU and absolutely love it. And one of my driving passions is to open the scriptures, whether that's through teaching or whether that's through preaching. It's opening the scriptures, particularly the Old Testament, because that's my training, but opening the scriptures so that others might know the drama of scripture and see Christ in all of scripture and know the transformative potential that scripture has, because we hear God's voice in scripture. We hear his voice. I love talking about that. I love opening God's word so people can capture that vision and indeed, miraculously, by the power of the Spirit, hear the voice of God as well. So that's my passion, and I do that in a number of ways. Obviously, I do that at Hobbs College of Theology and Ministry at OBU. I do that through my preaching. I love to preach, and I've taken a number of interims here in the state, and I'm about to take another one. At one of our local churches, which I love. But I tell you what I also love. I love sharing this passion and do that through writing. Writing and publication multiplies message so that more people can hear and understand what God is doing through his word. And so in my publications and in my writings, that's one of the things that you'll find a theme in all of my work is we want to hear God's voice in scripture. We want to hear what he has to say because scripture is not just information, it's transformation.
Yes.
Information that leads to transformation so that we might be the people that God has called and equipped to go into the world and proclaim and promote the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what we're about.
Amen. You know, you mentioned writings and books. I was going to end with the question of what thinkers or writers have shaped you in your life, in your ministry, in your worldview, your outlook. Who are some that have been important?
You know, that's a great question. There have been a number of writers that have heavily influenced me. Some of them might seem strange in some ways because many of these folks aren't, you know, contemporary. They're more kind of ancient. St. Augustine is one, obviously. The Confessions, mm-hmm. Hugely influential in my life. Another one that I would say is very significant is more of a 20th century German theologian and pastor called Dietrich Bonhoeffer. His writings have been very formative to me. There have been some others that I would say that have been extremely important in terms of theology. It was a Dutch prime minister and theologian, and he was actually a publisher. He started a newspaper, and he launched a university. His name was Abraham Kuyper. His work has been extraordinarily impactful because one of the things that he helped me realize is that Christ's claim on all of our lives is total. There is no division, in a sense, between, well, the Christian side of my life is here and the other side of my life is here. No, Christ's claim on all of reality is total because he is king. And so one of my favorite quotes by Kuyper is when he says, there's not one square inch over the whole domain of creation where Christ, who is sovereign over all, does not say, mine. I love that because that gets to the totalizing claim of Christ on all of life, on all of society, on all of culture, indeed the whole of creation. So Kuyper's been very influential on me.
Powerful. I love that. Dr. Thomas, thank you for coming on the podcast today. I would encourage anyone listening to this to check out okbu.edu to see the great goings-on with Oklahoma Baptist University. Of course, as I mentioned, Dr. Thomas serves as dean of the Hobbs College for Theology and Ministry at OBU. We thank you for your leadership and time today, and we'll be praying God continues to bless OBU.
Well, thanks for the opportunity. It's great to talk with you. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to Messenger Insight, brought to you by the Cooperative Program and the Baptist General Convention of Oklahoma. For more, find us in the iTunes Store or visit us at BaptistMessenger.com.